This is a bottle of antidepressant medicine. It goes by various names, but they all do the same. They help people deal with depression, and it helps them cope with everyday life. Millions of people are helped by drugs like these. Millions are given hope for each day of life by taking these drugs. Someone close to me came to the point of being given some of these pills a few years ago during a challenging time of their life. The doctor opened his closet, he handed a package of antidepressants, and he said, "Take two of these and call me in the morning." It's that easy. Or is it? People have to do what they have to do to cope with the stresses of modern life, and drugs are just one. There are many reasons people turn to medication like this to cope with life. One reason is because their lives have become empty and without hope. They lack, or they've never found, true meaning in life. But could there be a deeper solution? On today's program, we're going to look at what the Bible shows to be the solution for every one of us when it comes to a lasting hope in life. Join us on Beyond Today as we look at how we are saved by His life.
Join our host, Darris McNeely, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
I use this bottle of pills as an illustration of a fundamental need that each of us has in life. While some prescribe medication to deal with a problem, other people turn to destructive methods to deal with this issue. I could use a bottle of beer, a deck of cards, or a set of dice, or even a computer to show the problem. Many of us have a big hole in our lives that we fill with legitimate medications or even harmful addictions. It is a need for hope. It's a need for meaning and understanding of who we are and what life is all about. We need to understand that there is a God. We need to see why human life is on this earth. And we need to understand who we are as individuals and what our purpose and destiny can be. That purpose is not found in any bottle or through any chemical or any other common addictive pursuit. Life's meaning is found in the Bible, in the Word of God. And there's hope in that purpose. There's enough hope there for a lifetime of meaning and fulfillment. So in today's program, I'm going to walk you through a passage of Scripture that shows this hope and gives us understanding to maintain hope even when life throws us a curve that can turn us upside down. It comes down to knowing we have hope in salvation through the life of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ came as the Son of God and lived a perfect life in the flesh, died for our sins, and was resurrected, we have the assurance of hope for eternal life as the Son of God, sharing in the glory of God. Here, in this knowledge, is enough hope for a content life of purpose and meaning. Let's understand. In previous episodes of Beyond Today, we've laid out the biblical teaching that shows God's purpose and His plan for human life on earth. We've shown God's will to redeem our lives through the death and the life of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ died and that He rose from the grave 3 days and nights later, it's the most important news you can have. The resurrected Christ can change your life. His life in you today can lift the discouragement and the emptiness from your life. His life can fill you with positive life, real hope, and enduring courage. It's our choice whether we'll let Him live in us today. Now, you may be thinking, this is not reality. At least, not your reality. You may be either too turned off to a religious message or feel that you're too far gone to deserve God's love and attention. Either way, you would be wrong, because every one of us must have hope so that we can live a stable life with purpose and meaning. Without hope, we feel helpless, empty, without focus and meaning, life can't go on. And when we feel that empty, with that big a hole in our life, we're setting ourselves up for something or someone to fill the gap. And that doesn't always go well. When we have no hope, we're tempted to slip into an addiction. But you don't have to take that path, because God has provided a better way. In the Bible, we have an encouraging passage that shows us this road to hope. It was written by a man who had learned just how big a hole he had in his life. He then dedicated his life to helping others fill theirs. Look at what the Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans in the New Testament as he conveys this truth. He says, God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. This passage gives us something to talk about. We need to have a balanced, proper perspective that focuses on both Christ's death and his life. There is focus in this passage on his passion and his death. Christ's suffering and death is a very important part of God's plan. Christ's death provides us with the sacrifice that's necessary for the reconciliation with God and the forgiveness of sin, both very important. But this only begins the process. That Christ lived again, was resurrected from the grave, and lives today is necessary for us to have any hope of eternal life. We are saved, and salvation or eternal life is a gift of God by grace. This is the foundation for hope in our life. That Christ rose from the dead and lives today as the Son of God at the right hand of God as our high priest. His life makes possible our hope for an eternal life with God. The Bible tells us God's purpose is to bring many sons to glory, to share his spirit life with the human creation. That's what this life is all about. Life has a purpose, and it is to inherit glory as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. This is why Christ was born of a virgin, why he lived, and why he died as a sacrifice for you, that you might share the glory of a spirit life with God for eternity. And that is what eternal life is. God, by becoming flesh, dying and being resurrected, paved the way for your future eternal life. And this, then, is the bedrock anchor of the hope we have in this life. Now, how is this quality of hope developed? Well, the answer is right in front of us every day. You see, the circumstances of our life are designed to help us to develop hope. We will look at that in a moment. But I want to mention our special supplement to this program. We have prepared a special study aid as a help to your understanding of this subject. As I've discussed so far, one reason many people turn to drugs today is because their lives have become empty and without hope. They've never found true meaning in life. So what's the solution? It comes down to knowing that we can have hope in salvation through the life of Jesus Christ. To help you discover how an enduring relationship with him can instill in you real joy and purpose, I'd like to offer you a free copy of our Bible study aid, Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life. This vital publication will provide you with important details about this serious and absorbing subject and will only be available in print for a limited time. To order your own free copy of Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life, call us toll-free at 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Or you can write to us at the address that is shown on your screen throughout the program. Author Eugene Peterson says that hope is when you buy into what you believe. This is a true statement. What do you believe? Is it based on the Word of God? Is it grounded in spiritual reality? When something bad happens to good people, how do you react? Even closer, when you and I pass into a serious and trying event, whether it is of health, of financial stress, or emotionally challenging, how do we react? Does our faith hold? Does our faith keep us buoyed in hope? Or do we crumble at the first signs of distress and abandon our faith and our love for God? How do we react when life throws us a curve? You know, in baseball, what separates the big leaguers from the up-and-comers is the ability to hit the curveball. A batter who can't hit the curveball in baseball is in trouble. Life's going to throw us curveballs. Can we hit them? As a pastor, I've worked for years with good people who face the challenges of life. I have sat by the bedside of the dying, I've taken the 2 a.m. phone call of distress. I have counseled the addicted, the destitute, and the down and outers. I have had people come to my door dripping wet in the rain in the middle of the night and needing help to put their marriage back together. I stood by the grave with parents and watched as their stillborn child was lowered into the grave. And even now, I pray for and I counsel people who are dealing with cancer, stricken children, and depressed lives. Let's be honest. Bad things happen to good people every day. And when it does, there's one place that I take them to explain what God is doing. I take them to the passage in Romans that we read earlier. Let's look at another portion of this scripture. It will show us why hope is built upon the truth that we are saved by the life of Jesus Christ. Let's go back. Let's look at what it says. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, it begins this way. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done. Peace with God. Think about the level of anger, of strife, hatred, and division that exists in the world today. We see it all around us. Political division, religious strife, and racial division. Look at any moment on television or the internet and you see the examples. It affects each of us. You ever find yourself restless, agitated, angry for no reason, suspicious? Well, look around at our environment, the talk we hear, the feelings we have. It all affects us. It keeps us from being at peace. A few years ago, someone came to me who was having some emotional problems, and as we discussed the situation, it came out that the solution that she came up with really would help. She decided to turn off the talk radio that she listened to each day on her commute to work and home. The argumentative, polarizing talk of talk radio was causing her distress. She turned it off. How about you? Are you at peace? Paul in this passage is showing how deep inner peace begins when we see that we have in God a Father, and in Jesus Christ, a brother, a real brother. And that changes our whole life. Paul goes on in Romans again, and he says, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. What he means is that once we enter a real relationship with God, we have His favor and His goodwill. God looks at us like a good father humanly would look at his own son, and that is with affection and love. We don't need to fear that we might somehow be thrown out of the house if we're bad in our homes. God doesn't work that way either. God is not abusive. My wife was telling me a story recently where she was discussing with a woman about how the other woman had packed up her stuff one night and left her home because her mate was upset over the fact she'd packed up a number of items, and one of them was a cherished cookie jar, and she'd sent him off to the Goodwill store. Well, he got upset. I didn't get physically abusive or whatever, but he was upset. He just didn't want his cherished cookie jar given away. It meant something to him. Didn't mean anything to her, but because this woman had been in another abusive relationship in the past, she interpreted his disfavor as personal, and she packed up and left that night. When he came after and apologized and explained that his love really hadn't changed, he was just upset she had sold his cookie jar, she realized she'd overreacted. When my wife heard this, she told her that, look, you need to learn that in some relationships, you're going to hit times of disagreement, but you don't have to run away. You stay and you work it out. Well, we stand in God's grace today. And when trials hit, when difficult things happen, even when we know that we might be at fault, it doesn't mean God has left us or forgotten us or turned his back on us. Now let's go back to what Paul says, because he gets down to the hard part. He says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. Rejoice in trials. I don't know of a single person who's happy when something bad happens to them. Personally, I like a peaceful, uncomplicated, and settled life. But we all know that bad things happen every day. And sometimes they happen to us or someone close to us. Recently, I was spending some time on Facebook, and a post came up about someone that I had known many years ago, a single parent with two children and now battling cancer. My heart went out to them. I hadn't seen this person in well over 20 years, and it was a tragic situation. Recently, another friend came along and spent some time talking to me about the prospect of losing his job. Have you ever faced that kind of trial? Sure you have. It's a part of life. It creates fear, uncertainty, knowing that your life's going to dramatically change. What are you facing? God does not promise us a life without challenges. This life is a preparation for another life to come. And when we understand this, we have a key to life that leads to hope. Paul continues in Romans. He says, "For we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation." Trials work endurance. That's what he's saying. And when we hang in there, the endurance then will work and build character with us. And that character works hope. Here, in short form, is the biblical answer to how we work our way through a trial without giving up on life, without giving up on others, or without giving up on God. We have to be patient, knowing that we still have God standing with us. Remember, we have God's favor. We stand in His grace. God's not left us, but we have to remain around, and we have to find out what He has for us to learn, and we will learn through the experiences of life. We cannot escape this fundamental part of life. No matter how good we are, no matter what we believe or don't believe, we're going to pass through challenging, difficult experiences. The key is to face them with grace and with God. Face them and determine to work through them to the end, whatever that end might be. When we're patient, we will then develop positive experience. Trials will end. Illness can pass. We continue on. We'll find another job. The difficult moments pass with time, and we heal. It's then that we have learned something about ourselves, about God, and about life. We have, therefore, experience. And with that experience, we will be better able to know how to work through the next period of difficulty. With that experience, we will also be prepared to help another person going through the same thing. Paul concludes this thought. He says, "This hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love." What can we do with hope? We can meet each trial with determination and get through it. God uses our trials to fulfill His promise, to perform His salvation. We can see each trial to its end. And if the end is tragic, hope can pick us up and move us down the road, help us get back into the game. With hope, we can encourage those who are going through trials. Our hope then becomes a beacon for others. With hope, we can honor God by enduring and not turning tail and running from Him. Hope keeps us from anger and denial. That's what it means to be saved by His life. Through a relationship with God, we can have a deep and lasting hope in this life. Now, we've prepared a valuable study aid to help take you into a deeper study of this topic. It's called Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life. It will give you vital keys on how to find great hope in this life with Jesus Christ and the spiritual salvation that He offers. Remember, we only have a limited number of copies available in print. Once we run out, Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life, will be available only as an electronic download. If you request it now, you can have this limited edition booklet in print. And when you order Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life, we'll also send you a free subscription to our bi-monthly magazine. This valuable publication will give you exceptional insight into the practical teachings of the Bible. It will also help you comprehend the significance of Bible prophecies, which will aid you in preparing for the thrilling future that lies beyond today. To order your free copy of Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life, and to receive your free subscription to our magazine, call 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv, or you can write to the address shown on your screen. Now we're joined by our Beyond Today panel, fellow hosts Steve Myers and Gary Petty. This is a very intense subject. It was for me to prepare this and go through it, very personal as you could tell as well, talking about being saved by his life and salvation and kind of a thick, dense type of topic I recognize, but it really does come down to our personal lives and these things that impact us every day if we understand that through that understanding of salvation and Christ's life, we do have that hope. How does all this fit together?
You know, hope is a positive expectation. You expect something to happen. When we turn to Jesus Christ, we accept that he died for our sins. And when he died for our sins, we have this freedom. We realize we can have a relationship with God. But you know, it's more than that. It's more than just Jesus sort of, you know, hanging on a cross. I think people see him in that way. And there's cross crucifixes that people have. He is resurrected. And he is working right now to keep us reconciled to God. I mean, God did not send his son. Jesus Christ did not go through all that pain and heartache and suffering and then go through a resurrection to throw us away very easily. God the Father wants us.
We have value to God.
We have, every human being has value to God. And therefore we can hope, we can have this expectation that he is going to work in our lives and he's going to work things out for our good.
It puts a whole different perspective on our lives when we understand what God's doing. You think about that title, you know, with this whole concept of, you know, saved by his life. It puts the context in a plan that God has. There's a plan for our life. So it's not just about today. You know, if he inspired scripture to say, if we only hope in this life, we're most miserable. We're most pitied. And so God says there's more than just what's going on right now. So it gives us a perspective on our difficulties and our trials, the challenges that we face, that God has a plan, and it's an eternal plan, that this physical life is just a temporary existence, that God has certainly a hope for the future that we can all look to.
You know, you look at a common church symbol today of Christ hanging on a cross, crucifix, symbolizing his death, which for some people, that's as far as they go. Now, also, the scriptures tell us that he was resurrected and he lives today. And as we've talked out of Romans 5 here, we're saved by his life. You just quoted 1 Corinthians 15, that resurrection is critical. But then the real impact for us in our personal lives is that he is a living high priest. As you said, God values that sacrifice and he values what it has applied for us and done. So he's not going to let us go easily. That offers probably a key to success in life that helps us to build that hope, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And realize that people forget sometimes or don't even know that Jesus pre-existed that birth. You know, Jesus is God in the flesh. And so he came here and lived that life, died and was resurrected as part of a plan. You know, in the New Testament it says he was slain from the foundation of the earth. This is God's plan from the very beginning on how to reconcile human beings, bring them back to him. And that means we can have this incredible relationship with God right now. Right now, every person can because of the work that Christ is doing right now to bring us to the Father. So this is a key to just everything what life is all about.
There's a word in scripture that is used to describe that very idea. It describes Christ as our forerunner, that he led the way. And so because he died and was resurrected, we have that opportunity too. He paid the penalty for our sins, so we can be there with him. And so when we dedicate our lives to following him and serving him, we have that hope.
Yeah. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, Paul says that faith, hope, and love are, but the greatest of these is love. But he mentions these three, and hope is one of those. Faith and love at times can be developed, I understand, through reading the Bible, through prayer, looking at the examples. As I was showing, hope can be a little bit different type of commodity to develop because when it's gone in one's life, they tend to go to some other physical substitute for it, as I was showing. And that can be a problem. This hope is so, I think that shows the importance of hope. How do we come to this hope and arrive at that much like we would with either faith or love.
You know, hope is different than faith and love, because even though faith and love involve emotions, hope is very much an emotion. And so when we lose hope, and we all do, we all have times in life where we just lose hope. We don't have a positive expectation of what God is doing. In those cases, first of all, we get on our knees before God and ask for it. We have to accept there are things that we don't do and can't do ourselves. God has to give it to us. And then once he gives it to us, we have to go out and do. We have to live like Jesus lived. We have to go out and love our fellow.
It takes action.
It takes action. And when we take that action, the emotion comes from the action.
Mm-hmm. And where do we place that confidence? You know, where do we find that hope? You know, sometimes I think we feel we have to work it up. But in reality, God does give it to us. He grants us that hope. And so when we have the confidence and the trust that God believes what he says, he is going to honor what he says, he's going to follow through with his promises, that can give us the hope that we need.
Yeah, I think that as we develop that patience and endurance, we come to hope. Please don't forget our free offers today, our Bible study aid, Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life, and our bi-monthly magazine. Both are yours completely free of charge. To order your copies, call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Also, while visiting our beyondtoday.tv website, we invite you to watch BT Daily. Now, these are short daily videos on important Bible topics, prophecy, and breaking news. And you can watch Beyond Today and BT Daily anytime on your YouTube or Roku channel. And if you'd like to discover even more about the genuine truths of the Bible, we invite you to tune into our live bi-weekly Wednesday night Beyond Today Bible studies. To find them, simply go to the Beyond Today website and click on the Bible Studies link on the top right of the page. Join us as we cover a variety of biblical subjects which offer you real help for today and hope for tomorrow. This life is filled with challenges. Sometimes these challenges will push us to our very limits, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It's when the burden feels too great to bear that we are in danger of losing hope. You can fill that hole with a new hope that only a relationship with Jesus Christ can provide. You're created in God's image, and He can help you in any challenging trial and difficult period of your life. These challenges are opportunities to grow in the undeserved favor of Christ. The hope that's maybe missing in your life comes through the knowledge and assurance that we are saved by His life, the life of Jesus Christ. Be sure to request our free Bible study aid today and begin learning more about God's chosen way of life for you. For Beyond Today, I'm Darris McNeely. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.